This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoopstein with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio Live on the Liberty News Broadcasting Network. It is Saturday, September the 10th, 2022. Well, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I worked outside today and rebuilding a 35-year-old deck with some new pieces that replaced the rotted pieces, but I'm doing pretty well, my friend.
That's good to hear. And we only have about another month before we get to hear the end of Queen Elizabeth. We want to say a special hello to the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadasis, New York Fire Department, led by one Little Billy Keebler. They are known as the Cellar Savers of Meth Lab County, New York. Stay safe, everybody. As always, we want to remember the men and women in the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we want to take a moment to remember Deputy Jonathan Randall Koleski of the Cobb County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, end of watch September 8th, 2022. Also, Deputy Sheriff Marshall Samuel Irvin Jr., also of the Cobb County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, end of watch September 8th, 2022. Both deputies were serving a felony warrant and were ambushed. The perp is in custody and unfortunately alive. Anyways, unless you just came back from another galaxy far, far away, Queen Elizabeth died. And so people should not be surprised. She was 96 years old. I mean, she's been around the block a couple of times. But anyways, Queen Elizabeth died, and everybody's talking about her like she is God himself. And frankly, I'm just sick of it. I mean, she's 96 years old. She was queen for 70 years. She's the Queen of England, not the Queen of the United States. And I understand the media want to talk about the passing of a head of state, but they just took it to a whole new level. And I'm just talking about the American media. British media is something completely different. But anyways, the mainstream media can use the Queen's passing to fill time with her passing and her life, her legacy, and not talk about the Biden crime family, the crime in the streets, drugs coming in, the border, and everything else in this country falling apart courtesy of Democrats. Now, again, this person, Queen Elizabeth, was a queen. She was born into royalty. She wasn't appointed. She wasn't anointed. She was born into royalty. But people are talking about her like she's Pope. And, you know, some of the issues I have with Her Majesty and the royal family include the British occupation of Northern Ireland. That's why you hear about the Northern Ireland part of the United Kingdom. You have Ireland, you have Northern Ireland, because for whatever reason, the God-fearing Christians of both Catholic and Protestant faith just cannot get along. So we have British occupation of Northern Ireland. And I'm not going to get too much farther than that, but, you know, the UK should get out of Northern Ireland and let Ireland be Ireland, not part of not a colony of the United Kingdom. But as the British occupied Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom has open borders. You don't have PhDs, you don't have computer engineers, mechanical engineers, you don't have physicians coming in. You just have every third world piece of garbage coming in the United Kingdom. And I've been talking about this for almost 20 years because I've been over there and seen it firsthand. And some of these neighborhoods in London looks like something in Africa. I'm not trying to be funny or I'm not kidding. I mean, just, check it out. It's absolute a cesspool over there. Also, the woke culture, the UK is going after patriots, people who families have been in that country for hundreds of years. And you also have the royal family themselves, which is just a total basket case. I mean, if we had reality television 30 years ago, the royals probably weren't the stars of the show, or if the royals lived in America. You have Prince Andrew, who's a sexual predator and a very good friend of one, what's that gentleman's name? Jeffrey.
Michelle Obama?
No, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, you said the gentleman, so I figured you meant Michelle.
Right. That's the same difference. But anyways, Prince Andrew is a sexual predator. One of Epstein's victims came out and talked about Prince Andrew. And ABC News had all this footage about Epstein and Prince Andrew, but they dropped it because the royal family threatened the ABC not to do any interviews with them or give them any pieces of correspondence for their for the tabloid news. Because, I mean, you look at the royal family, it's unfortunately just nothing but tabloid news. Anyways, you got Prince Charles, who's just a crappy husband, a crappy father. His wife, Princess Diana, even though she passed away, she was not the best mother. Because everybody knows that Prince Harry is not the son of King Charles. If you look at all the pictures of Harry versus his brother, William, and they look nothing alike. Now, Harry does have some of his mother's features and has some of his father's features, which was, I guess, a butler or some sort of some, you know, part of the help. And then you have Prince Harry, even though he is part of the royal family and, you know, everybody pretends he is the son of King Charles. He lets his wife, who's an American, just talk crap about the royal family. Now, one thing you want to do, any family with power, is tell your family, hey, you know, keep it to yourself. Don't be out there blabbing. But, of course, you get Meghan Markle, who nobody cares about. She was in some crappy TV show or some crappy movie nobody remembers. She is just spewing from the mouth everything that's wrong with the royal family. And she hasn't been in the royal family for that long. And then they moved it to the United States. So you got this blabbermouth just blabbing everything. I don't know if it's true, if it's not true, or you know, half-truth. Or I don't know what to make about that. But you know, this woman needs to keep her mouth shut. And Harry sitting at TV looks like he's a hostage somewhere or a kidnapped victim. He doesn't say a flipping thing. And then, but anyways, and you have also the allegation of you had somebody, some naked boy escape from Buckingham Palace. I don't know if that's true or not, or just something made up on the internet with some good special effects. But just an absolute, just terrible family. And I'm just, again, I'm just sick and tired of people worshiping her like she's Pope or she performs some miracles. Right? Because, you know, there's a lot more people that could be, should be talked about, should be looked at as heroes or somebody important, you know, other than Queen Elizabeth. You know, just like Debbie Kolinsky or and his partner, Debbie Irvin. Walt, what say you about the royal mess in England? Well, actually, hold that thought. We'll be talking about it on the other side of this break. Also, we want to talk about the situation in the American streets. Streets are very, very dangerous. Also, Mickey Dolenz is sticking up for the family. And my kids get a new principal. Stay tuned, everybody, on 75 Radio.
Has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. The number 7-5radio.org. All right, we're talking about the royal family and the month-long remembrance of this lady who, to me, really didn't much of nothing. Walt, what's your thoughts about the royal family in QE2?
Well, you know, the royal family is it's been in existence for over 1,000 years. Most people that can read should know the royal family history. Cutthroats, adulterers, murderers, sentencing their own spouse to death on the guillotine, hanging, locked away in the dungeon, you know, for various reasons. And although that has changed in the last few hundred years, the incest is quite apparent, at least up until the early 1900s. Now, they do not hold any value as leaders or rulers, this royal family. All they are is rich. Okay, they're loaded. Some are good humanitarians. They do, you know, a lot of volunteer work and such and donations. And I think that's why for, you know, 65 years, the rest of the world has been kissing Queen Elizabeth's ass. And the issue now is, you know, we have King George III. That's his official title, King George III, which he's King been Charles. Like on edge. Huh?
King Charles.
King Charles, yeah. King Charles,
my
bad.
We beat King George back in the 1770s.
Yeah. Right, my bad. King Charles III. And he's been on the edge of his seat for, nearly 50 years, wanting to be king. Well, here he is. He's in his mid-70s, almost as old as Biden and Trump. Now he's in charge. He's in charge of this royal mess. He's not the most personable guy. You know, he married Diana 40 plus years ago, cheated on her probably the first night with this wench she calls Camilla, who is now the queen by marriage. Well, what's he going to do first? You know, what is he actually going to do first? Like I said, he's got no power. You know, he can't make a decision about, you know, Britain, you know, on the economy or anything. So he's going to appoint a board of advisors, and he will be advised on what to do and what not to do, just like our President Biden. As far as the kids go, you know, Will is Will. He looks just like his mom. Harry, you know, to me, Harry always looked like Prince Charles, you know, the ears and stuff like that. But then again, you know, the family's been brought through the ages with incest that, you know, it could be Andrew's son, you know, Prince Andrew's son, you know, or another cousin's son, because, you know, those ears are pretty prominent. You know, he's got red hair. King Charles didn't have red hair. Nobody in Diana's family had red hair. So,
right. You know, right. I think the pool boy's the father.
Well, no, I think it's a royal family member. That's what I'm getting at. So, I don't think there's, you know, the milkman or one of the guards at Buckingham Palace or, you know, one of the butlers or something. I don't think any of the butlers made it upstairs. So I do believe that he's Diana's son, whether he's Charles' son or not. You know, you never know. You know, brothers can have kids with the same woman and the kids look alike. So, you know, who knows? But it's just a royal mess. I don't see much coming out of Prince Charles. You know, he, like I said, he's been holding on to the end of his schmeckle for 50 years trying to be king. And, you know, now he is. So now what do? You know, it was like Jimmy Carter. When Jimmy Carter won the presidency back in 1976, it was like, okay, I'm president. Now what do I do? So it's a mess. And it'll continue to be a mess. You know, they go screaming on the streets, long live the king, you know, that kind of nonsense. The one thing I don't agree with is this country, what people are flying their flags at half-mast because of the queen's death. You know, she's got nothing to do with the United States except a family, you know, drove out all them people that started the United States, because they were tired of being ruled under the monarchy. So I believe that King Charles is not going to do a whole hell of a lot. Will is probably being groomed to, you know, take the crown soon. You know, and I'm talking, you know, 15 years, maybe 10 years within that time. And he'll be groomed to take that crown very soon. So, you know. And as far as Harry goes, you know, Harry will never be king. He'll be just like his uncles. You know, they'll never be king because he wasn't firstborn. So he's just traveling the world doing what he thinks is what he should do. You know, he doesn't work. He was in the army. He saw some action, allegedly. But as far as the charitable work, I don't think Harry's done a damn thing except for his own charity, which is himself.
Right.
So, you know, he helped himself to, you know, an ebony, and he's doing his thing, you know, live and let live, you know, point the finger in a direction where people have responsibility, like Charles and Will, his son Will. So we'll, you know, we'll look at that. That's how I feel about it. But, you know, right. The United States exists because of that former monarchy that England had. So, but we're flying our flags at half mast. I don't get that, not at all. I don't think they flew their flags at half mast when Reagan died or anybody else. So,
right.
You know, to me, that's just a slap in the face. That's for dignitaries, vets, veterans, you know, veterans that, you know, it's not for the queen who you had to kiss her ass in order for her to send money to your own charity. So I just don't believe in it. But, you know,
right.
Long live the king. Let's see what happens.
Right.
And as far as people, you know, living by what's going on in England, you know, I'm sure they've read about the Renaissance and English history, and they're just, you know, I don't know if they're just putting people on a pedestal because they can't put themselves on a pedestal. You know, it's like watching Oprah because they don't have a life.
Right. And you know what? You know what? If the Rockefeller didn't have any money, they'd just be typical white trash. But anyway.
Pretty much, I agree with that.
So anyway, I got some family members kind of resembles. Never mind. I'm not gonna go there. Anyways, back here in the once great United States, the media was all over the brutal abduction and murder in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station, home of the political cesspool. One Eliza Fletcher was murdered in Memphis. Her accused killer is Clethra Henderson, who did a 20-year bid in jail previously. Now, Ms. Fletcher was 34, was a wife, mother, and teacher who went for a run at dark 30 in the morning. That's it. She just went about her business trying to keep healthy, trying to, you know, keep that girlish figure, and this animal just abducted and killed her. Needless to say, Al Sharpton, Benjamin Crump, is not in Memphis consoling the Fletcher family while demanding justice. And anyways, as the media is talking about this brutal murder, another savage in Memphis decided to do a live stream of a shooting spree, killing 4 people, injuring 3. And now America is saying, why did this happen? But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the situation in Memphis. My kids get a new principal and remembering 911 and a couple other stories we'll try to squeeze in. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced by the Royal Palace. It will take place on Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. News of the state funeral comes on the same day that her eldest son, King Charles III, was officially proclaimed Britain's new sovereign. In his speech, the king said that he is aware of his inheritance and the duties and responsibilities that have been passed along to him.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony, and prosperity of the peoples of these islands and of the Commonwealth realms and territories throughout the world.
The king's eldest son, Prince William, said while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother, adding to a short statement on Instagram that he would support his father in every way. It has been months since Ukrainian forces have been able to claim a victory on the battlefield. They're doing so now as the Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from 2 areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive had made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine. Health and safety concerns and the company's alleged refusal to fix the HVAC system has prompted UAW members at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana, to strike. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. He's charged with fixing his 2008 child pornography trial, where he was acquitted of the charges. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Back to Memphis, home of WMQM, our flagship station, and the political cesspool with James Edwards. We had this animal that murdered this mother who went out for a jog. Then we have this 19-year-old animal who got a hold of this automatic pistol, went around live streaming and killing people. Now, here's something that the media does not want to let you know, that most of these people were, these victims were white. So, you know, call it what it is, hate crime, not a hate crime, but most of these people are white. And then as this animal, Ezekiel Kelly, is going around just killing people, afterwards, you don't see one David Hogg calling for more gun control, nor the usual gang of idiots. So if you're a black mass shooter using a firearm, don't worry. Nobody's going to protest and call for more gun control. But God forbid a white person uses a Second Amendment right to defend themselves and all hell breaks loose. But anyways, the question is, why did this happen? We know why. And nobody wants to talk about it except us. Savages like Henderson and Ezekiel Kelly have a total disregard for human life, black, white, or other. They have no ability to comprehend the idea of action, that actions have consequences. The rest of normal society functions with the idea of, if I act a fool, then I'll have to suffer the consequences. That's why you don't see chimp outs in most places with these type of people. And add to the fact, you have district attorneys, judges, police commissioners, mayors, and other politicians that say, hey, leave these people alone. That's why you have situations like you have like in Baltimore and Memphis. And I am, you know, I'm so sick and tired of seeing this behavior time and time and time again. And because not only is nothing being done to stop crime, but it's being excused, and racism is to blame. So you guys, this guy who, you got a guy who kills this poor white woman just jogging, going about her business. Oh, it's racism. You got some other animal going around Memphis shooting people on live stream. It's racism. You got David Dorn, who's killed trying to defend a friend's pawn shop because of St. Fentanyl. And, you know, it's racism. You know, it's not racism. It's just behavior. You know, and we said time and time and time again, Sean Bergen was 110% correct when he went on News 12 New Jersey and said the reason why there's so much crime in the black community because there's a lack of fathers. I mean, where was Ezekiel Kelly's father, 19 years old, getting a hold of an automatic pistol and just going around just shooting people? I mean, what kind of behavior is that? It's not only in Memphis. It's everywhere. Every major city, you have Democrat mayors, you have crime just out of control. I have to drive through D.C. for Lyft because, of course, I need the money. And, you know, there's certain parts of D.C. I will not go in for obvious reasons because it's all black, it's all poor, it's all dangerous. And in Prince George's County, Maryland, which is right next to the district, which is also majority black, the government had to enact a curfew. So young black people have to be indoors because, unfortunately, young black people are being victimized by, young black people. But we cannot say anything about it. And you know what? Myself and James and everybody else on this network came to the conclusion years ago. Is like, you know what? We'd love to get a bigger and better platform to do our show, but you know, we're going to speak the truth, and if we don't get to that big and better platform, so be it. And I'm at that point now because it's a safety issue, it's just a societal issue, and that's why people like me are going to move up to the mountains and not call 911. Well, what say you about this absolute savagery that's going on in American streets?
Well, you know, he is an animal. He falls under the Donald Trump definition of animal. And, you know, it's unfortunate that they took him alive. Are we ever going to hear about this case again? Probably not, you know, for some of the reasons that you mentioned already. And and we don't hear about, you know, the phonies like Jussie Smollett anymore. So it doesn't matter. And, you know, I hate to say it, but these two happen to be black, and these two happen to be in the news for basically the same reasons. Jussie Smollett said he was attacked by white people, you know, like in the middle of Chicago, you know, like I said, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. And this moron out in Memphis, which Memphis is referred to now as one of those up and coming neighborhoods. He killed all white people. So there is the discriminatory theme here, and it is being ignored by the press and media. And you pointed that out, and I agree that it's not being pointed out. I don't watch daytime TV. I'd love to know what The View had to say about it, if they said anything about it, because they were all up inside Jussie Smollett, you know, when he got beat down by a couple of white people. And then, you know, they were all like, duh, when it came out that he hired these two black guys. Same thing with Rittenhouse. Racist guy, crosses the state lines with a rifle and such, you know, to shoot black people, you know. And they had to choke that one back up. So, you know, I'd love to know what they said about this character. I believe the View would think that he's doing a good thing. You know, he didn't cross state lines with his weapon, did he? He stayed in Memphis. He didn't run over to Arkansas. So, it's just a bleeding mess. And I feel for the families that this man destroyed. There's not going to be repercussions. That the guy's going to go to jail, and we're going to freaking feed him for the rest of our lives. It sucks.
Right. And then, God forbid he gets married while he's going through the system, and then has conjugal visits, and, you know, I don't know if we go there, but, yeah, you're gonna get three hots in a cot. You know, he'll be looked at as a hero by the defined individuals placed in whatever correctional facility in Tennessee. Hopefully, since both these cases spark such an uproar that both these people get capital punishment. Well, you live in Tennessee. Doesn't Tennessee still have capital punishment?
Yeah, they do. They do. It's rare that, you know, they whack anybody, you know, or something always comes up, you know, the drugs that they use are expired and that kind of nonsense. But yeah, they still have the death penalty here. But again, you know, you'd be on death row for 30 years.
Right. Die of old age.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. But I mean, that's where we're headed. That's why it's important, people. If you have the right to carry a firearm, the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And when our founding fathers came up with that Second Amendment, that should have been it. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So you got states like Tennessee, Virginia, Florida, Texas. You have a right to carry states. So go ahead and carry, because God Almighty, you can't go into cities anymore. My daughter, my youngest daughter, she has to go to John Hopkins University, and it absolutely sucks going through Baltimore up to Hopkins. And my kids want to go to see New York City, you know, the place, a home of our birth. And I told them, no, I'm not taking you to New York City until it gets better, because it's such a leap hole. But anyways, moving right along before we get to our next break. In 1966, four men were hired as actors and musicians for a new television show. The musical act was known as the Monkees. Anyways, 55 years later, drummer Mickey Dolenz is a surviving monkey. But Dolenz decided he wanted to clear his name and the names of his bandmates. He sued the FBI to get the files that the FBI had on the Monkees, because in 1967, the Monkees had a concert and they put some, I guess they had some screen, a video screen, a movie screen, that had pictures and the images of the Vietnam War, and they were against the Vietnam War. But anyways, kudos to Mickey Dolenz for clearing his brother's name. When we come back, my kids get a new principal, and we remember 9/11. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Come celebrate the supreme law of the land at Loving Liberty's Constitution Day dinner. Have you ever asked yourself, what's so great about America? Find out with guest speakers Lawrence Reed from Atlanta and Jeff Utch from Tucson, Arizona. We will also be introducing our new podcast, Ask an Immigrant. Join us Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. located at Liberty Hall, 3677 North 2000 West, Far West, Utah. Get your tickets today at lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We are back. This is the fastest hour in radio. We're in our last segment and didn't get to some other issues. But anyways, folks, check us out, 75radio.org. That's the number, 75radio.org, for some articles we did not get to. Anyways, here's another good story about our public school systems. Last week, Fairfax County school system had a four-day weekend. Usually it went 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, forever. But then the school board said, oh, we'll make it four-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So parents in Fairfax County schools got screwed again. Anyways, one elementary school principal decided to get drunk on the first day, Friday, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He got his pickup truck, drove away, and hit a house. And then decided, like, uh-oh, I made a boo-boo. Time to get away. So, anyways, the only reason why the guy was caught was because his front tag was left at the scene of the house. So, anyways, the guy's name is John Cook. He's at Navy Elementary School. And no relation to the U.S. Navy, fortunately. So, public school principal, he's supposed to be the run the school, supposed to be a fine example, decides about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, first day on a four-day weekend, get drunk, drive, and then hit a house. So instead of facing up the responsibility, he decided to try a getaway and failed. And so anyways, but the good news is that if and when he does lose his job, He has accepted the position at the Otis Campbell Elementary School, which the last of the Stanton children attend. So we'll be seeing John Cook run the Otis Campbell Elementary School. But, folks, I am not, repeat, not making this up. You had a principal, elementary school principal, get behind a wheel with his pickup truck and hit a house. We're not talking like outhouse or shanty or a house, hit a single family house, and then get away with it. But anyways, that's your public school system in a nutshell. Well, any comments on my kid's new principal?
Yeah, he'll, like I said, when we talked about this earlier, you know, he insurance is going to cover most of it. He's going to go to rehab. He's going to get his license suspended, and it'll be dropped to a misdemeanor, and he will get a job somewhere teaching our kids.
Yep, teach my kids. But real quick, for you people over the age of 50, who is Otis Campbell?
I don't know. Is it Earl's brother?
No. Otis Campbell was a frequent resident at the Mayberry City lockup. He liked to get inebriated quite often. So anyways, my kids go to a school named after Otis the Drunk, and John the Drunk is going to be their principal. Yay. That's my tax money at work. But anyways, finally, we want to remember tomorrow is September the 11th. 21 years ago, we were attacked. Now, I'm not going to say who did what, who was responsible, who lied, thermite in the building, the dancing Israelis. I don't want to talk about any of that. That's for a different platform. But I do want to remember all those people who got up that Tuesday morning, went to work, and then did not come home, including 343 of New York's bravest, as well as other members of the NYPD and the Port Authority of Police Department. But, you know, Sunday, make sure you have the Stars and Stripes flying just to remember, because just like Pearl Harbor, just like D-Day, people just forget. Like, you know, you tell them, what about June 11th? They're like, what? Who? What? That's Flag Day. So, you know, we want to remember all those who went into those buildings, got them people out, try to save as many as they can, and just never made it home. And it was the darkest day of New York Fire Department history and New York City Police Department history. Everybody knows where they were when Kennedy got shot, and everybody knows where they were on September 11th. I was in auxiliary room number 2 of the USS Laboon, serving my short and forgettable career in the U.S. Navy. So we want to take this time to remember, you know, those people who perished on that day, and then, you know, hopefully it never happens again. Well, any comments on September 11th?
No, I remember where I was, but I tell you, I can't remember where I was the night before.
Nice. But anyways, we want to remember September the 11th. Last year, on the 20th anniversary, Donald Trump, again, trumped everybody else. Everybody went to the ceremony at Ground Zero, and people talked smack about Joe Biden. Donald Trump went to the local precinct in the local fire station, and where he received a hero's welcome. And he walked into the precinct. I don't know what precinct it was, in Lower Manhattan, and signed the logbook. The logbook is whatever the watch commander, all the information that's going on during the tour of duty. And he simply signed it, "I love you all, Donald Trump." So anyways, kudos for Donald Trump. He didn't make a big spectacle. He went to the first responders and said, "Thank you for a job well done." And, you know, for his time as the president, he's done nothing but been an outstanding supporter of first responders. Even little Billy Keebler met Donald Trump in upstate New York. Trump was in upstate years ago for a campaign rally for somebody running for Congress. And Donald Trump made it a point to meet all the first responders at the venue and shook their hands. And little Billy said that Trump couldn't have been a nicer guy and very, very appreciative. And the best part about it, there's no cameras. So anyways, so kudos to Donald Trump. And of course, Joe Biden, he's too busy calling cops racist and looking at his watch and then forgetting where he's supposed to be. Anywho, well, you got anything else you want to add in the last couple minutes on radio?
No, summer is over. You know, people complain about the heat. UPS drivers complained about being too hot in the truck. Now fall is here and people are complaining that summer is over and it's going to get cold. There's four seasons. You know, no matter where you are on the face of this planet, there's four seasons. And whether you like it or not, they're going to happen. Whether, you know, you're up in the northern part of Alaska, you know, you have winter and you have winter. But it's still, there's four seasons in winter. You know, they have a spring thaw and then it freezes up again. And, you know, people are just complaining about every damn thing that they can find that happens naturally. I'm not a fan of winter. I shoveled my share of snow, and I stopped that by moving down here. The snow that falls here, you could drive through, although some people won't, but you know, you could drive through if you drive safely. But people just complain about how hot it was this summer. I'm a fan of heat. I like it warm. You spend a couple of nights in 30 degree weather, you know, in a place like Auburn on the transfer, where you're freezing your nuts off and you're dressed head to toe with your winter coat on, and up on the top tiers they're in their underwear because they're sweating their butts off. you tend to appreciate, you know, warmth, and I prefer warmth. I plan on being warm this winter. I have plenty of firewood. I have a full tank of propane. I'm ready to go, but I'm not gonna cherish winter coming, that's for sure. How about you? Right. You like winter?
I'm, you know, getting up in years, I'm getting sick of winter. Winters are not too bad in Virginia, but you know, here in DC, you got one good snowstorm, and guess what? The whole area shuts down, and they flip the you know what out, you know, because everybody's got these state of the art storm weather systems. They got Doppler 7000, and I swear to God, there must be a agreement between the TV stations and the supermarkets. Because as soon as they say, like, oh, we got possibly 2 inches of snow, everybody and their brother goes out to the store and we want to make French toast. Because the first thing that's gone is the bread, the milk, the eggs, and the butter. And then the alcoholic beverages. But anyways, it happens all the time. And my genius of a wife one day heard possibly 6 inches. Now, Walt, you and I grew up upstate, grew up north. And 6 inches is nothing. I mean, I used to go out drinking if it was only 6 inches of the snow. My wife went out and bought over $100 in groceries, and they ran out of milk, so she had to buy almond milk or soy milk or something we threw down the drain. It was awful. But 6 inches of snow, we got enough groceries for the entire rest of the month, and maybe about 2 inches fell. But anyways, that's the that's the weather in the supermarket mafia at their best. But we want to remember those in California who bought electric cars, and then it's so hot that they can't generate enough electricity to run your air conditioning units or charge your electric vehicles. I mean, this is another way liberals just messes everything up. It's like they say, all right, we're going to ban cars by 2035. You need to buy electric cars, electric cars, electric cars. Okay, and then it gets hot. People turn on their air conditioning units because it's summer. Duh. But they don't have enough electricity because the solar panels and the wind turbines do not generate enough electricity, and nobody wants any coal-burning plants in their backyard. But anyways, that's liberalism in a nutshell. Walt, we made it. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstan reminding you, You can make a difference. Go out and make it.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.